In preparing to talk with you, I read some interviews with you, and I think the phrase getting paid to play came up a few times, and I feel like that translates to this pretty perfectly.
Yeah, it does, and that's how I felt about my career. I mean, I got paid to play.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I feel like that came through a lot, like kind of almost literally in some of the Christmas windows that you did for Neiman's too. Yeah, I'm wondering if you could share some stories about those.
Well, I mean, my favorite windows were the crawl tubes. When we did the crawl, that by far, I mean, that was amazing. That was an amazing project. But it was more amazing to watch the people. I mean, every day after work, I would leave my office and I would go and stand on the corner and watch the tubes every night. And it was so gratifying to see the smiles, and a lot of kids, some kids were crying because, you know, the parents would force them into those, you know, those tubes when the kid didn't want to go. But that was the most unique. I mean, when doing windows at Neiman was always great, though. The holiday windows were always the most special. The one thing that I loved doing was the, you know, in the downtown store, that arched window, it's called the Palladian window. The one thing I really loved doing was reinstating the holiday trees that Stanley Marcus would do every year. And those trees, I did research on that, and they ended early, like I think in the 60s. I have a book at home, actually, of the trees, photos of the trees that we put together. But when we reinstated that one, that was cool. And I would work on those trees a year in advance. We were on, did you ever see the HG holiday specials? We were on 8 years, I think.
Oh, see, I'll have to see if I can find copies of them. I grew up in Kansas without a TV.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up in a cultural black hole. Most of the 90s, I didn't know anything was going on.
Just Google it. Look up Neiman Marcus, HGTV holiday Neiman Marcus special. I think we were on at least 6 years, maybe more. What they did was they followed the creation of your holiday, and they did Neiman's. All the other stores were in New York. We were the only store outside of New York. But, you know, they did Macy's, they did Lord & Taylor at the time, Barney's, Neiman's. Bergdorf never did it, I don't think. But they did that for over 6 years, and every year we would come up with a new tree concept. And then they would follow the creation of it and the making of it. It was really cool. And that was neat and fun to do. And that obviously provided the stimulus to constantly kind of create and do more. But you kind of asked about the windows. A little bit to do with the windows, but a little bit beyond that. So we were intrigued with like starting traditions. You know, I'm big about that, particularly the holidays. And so with reinstating the tree, was always kind of this jewel onto itself, right? But then we started trying to do something with the windows at the same time. And we started coming up with this event, and the event actually turned into something called City Lights. It's defunct now, which is unfortunate. But we grew it from nothing in an 8-year period. The last time we did City Lights, the city felt there was 35 to 40,000 people came down to see it. Yeah, we did some amazing things. We had Santa. I told you about this, though. Santa flying in on the jetpack.
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to Google that, too. Google the Neiman Marcus Christmas Santa jetpack, and you'll see the video. It's amazing. We had Santa would always come. We would unveil Santa at this event because it was the kickoff of the holiday season. So we found this guy that has a little jetpack, and he flies around. So we have Santa fly in on a jetpack. We've had Santa rappel down from the top of the building. We had Santa rappel down out of a Huey helicopter. We had Santa zip line in from 2 blocks away. I mean, we did some they were shows. I mean, these were major, like, productions, right? And this was to unveil the windows. It was all part of the unveiling. We would light the building. We had pyro off the tops of the building. They were amazing. I've got I've got digital of all that stuff. They were huge productions, huge. They were like putting on a Fortnite just for Holiday every year.
Wow, that sounds magical.
It was fun. They were cool. They were really, and people looked forward to it. I mean, every year, I'll never forget, I've told this story 100 million times. But, you know, like the one year, like a young couple like you and your date or whatever would come up and go, oh, we're having such a great time with this. You know, thank you so much. And then the next year, literally, same couple would come up and say, oh, we're engaged. Oh, congratulations. You know, this we love, we're looking forward to next year. The next year they come up, they're married. The next year they come up, they're pregnant. Next year they come up, I'm introduced to the baby. And this went on, there was one couple that came up for like 6 years, every year, and just came up and would tell me what was happening in their life and where they were. And I could see what was changing in their life, you know. And they were like, thank you so much. This is a family tradition for our family now, you know. And that's meaningful. You don't realize. You think you're just doing something simple, but you're not. You're doing something that's going to make an impression on somebody that's going to last their lifetime. You know, so it sounds trite, but it's kind of true. You know, you remember these things and you look forward to those. I remember going to our downtown store to see Santa coming up the Christmas windows unveiled. I remember that as a kid. That was a big deal. And it's still a big deal to these kids, even with all the technology and wizardry. There's something magical. You use the word magical. There's something magical about the holidays, and it was our obligation to make it even more magical.